July 23rd, 2016, Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, as this upcoming election is so important to the future of your country and the salvation of souls, I am requesting that every night at the Rosary you add the intention of the election of good over evil. Please comprehend that this is no ordinary election, but one that will impact the morals and the security of your nation. Political ambition and lies must not mask this. Whom you elect will be given the privilege of selecting more Supreme Court justices, who in turn will set the moral standards and the strength of your Constitution in place. Security policies must be a consideration in your choice. Do you value the borders of your nation, or do you desire to recklessly allow anyone into your midst without regard for their intentions? This is not the hour in the history of man to carelessly accept sin and everyone of questionable value in the name of false charity. In the name of love, understand how important it is to confront evil and to embrace truth. False promises beget false security. It is most important, therefore, to choose a candidate who lives in the truth and is not enamored with self, ambition, and power. Do not choose a politician, but a leader. I can only advise and warn you. I pray for your wisdom as Election Day draws near. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.